Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. My guest here in studio with me today is Brian McNulty. You might know his name. He's the Operations Project Manager at Tuttle Creek Lake for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. How are you doing today, Brian?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me in, Brandon.
Absolutely. Good to see you again. We haven't had you in as frequently here as of late because, frankly, the lake levels not really warranted that too much. But let's talk about that. Let's start there first. How is the lake level doing this morning?
The lake level is right where we like it to be this time of year. We did get a little bit of rain in the fall and brought the lake up 3 feet initially and then brought it up a couple more feet later on. And we had a good dry summer, so we had a lot of vegetated med flats in the upper end, and we flooded a lot of vegetation and made some excellent waterfowl habitat this fall. So the water level management plan allows us to do that in the fall, and for the first time in a long time, we've actually been able to implement that plan as designed. The lake's just a little over 5 feet above normal.
Okay. And, you know, we get in here into the winter months, we got to deal with snow. I don't know how that complicates water management going forward.
Yeah, we do try to draw the lake back down to normal levels or winter levels, depending on what the state of Kansas wants to do. We control the flood control pool, which is multi-purpose pool and above. And the state, with our contract with them, really has a lot of say in what is done with the pool below that normal elevation of 1075. So we're right on the edge of, I think, the drought zone locally. We're out of the drought area, but I know the state's looking at that and trying to decide where they want the lake to end up when we go into the winter months. We normally do start that drawdown of the lake in early December, and that drawdown will probably be fairly slow over a 2 to 4 week period at a minimum. And then the target for where we stop that is going to really dictate how much water is going to be released during that December time frame.
As far as planning ahead, I know you can only forecast for, you know, short time periods here for the weather, but do you guys have like any longer outlooks that you kind of watch from time to time?
Well, we watch the National Weather Service forecasts, and precipitation wise, we're in a normal zone. Temperature wise, we're on the edge of a slightly above normal for at least the next 30 days. So that's good news from the standpoint of drawing the lake down. We try to have the lake drawn down to where we want it at for the winter. By the time the lake starts freezing up, the first thing that freezes on the lake are normally the coves. And then if the lake freezes in and the coves and the ice starts getting thick, we try to stabilize the water level, because if we continue to drop the lake, then we start tearing up docks and other things around the lake. So that's the goal, is to have it down to that level so we're not tearing up anything. The marina is the big one. They obviously can't take their equipment out in the wintertime.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if they've driven out there, they've seen, you know, ongoing construction from time to time out there. What do you have currently and going on out there?
So the repair of the rock facing or the riprap on the upstream side of the dam, all of the rock placement is actually complete as of last week. Both parking lots at each end of the dam are still closed, and we did modify that contract, and the contractor's removing some woody debris from the lower part of the dam before they leave. They're completing that hopefully this week, and then that project will be winding up the first week of December, and this parking lot should open back up sometime in the first or second week of December once they get all their equipment demobilized. I will say that's phase one. I think I mentioned that last time I was on the radio. Phase two is in the budget request, and we're expecting that to get funded, so the design on that is underway. We expect that contract to be advertised right after the start of the first of the year sometime, and then hopefully that contract will be awarded, and this rock placement on the upstream side will continue sometime. At the earliest, I would say it would be late spring, more likely to start sometime summertime frame. And that phase of the work, we're looking at a majority or all the remainder of the upstream side of the dam, and that upper part of the dam where you could see the rock that was being placed now. Basically, that same band would extend both directions and repair that whole area of the dam. And we're also going to likely include some additional rock work in the outlet channel downstream to address some of the minor damage that occurred during the record releases from the tower in 2019.
And that's basically what this whole thing is for, is because in 2019 we saw the unbelievable amount of water that was being held back, and there was some noticeable just kind of little holes, or so to speak.
Yeah, the water level was high, but the unprecedented part of that flood is how long the water stayed up. And the upper part of that dam, you know, is designed to hold back water, but it's not designed like the lower part to hold back for an extended period of time. So, and then the upper part is also steeper, so any wave action that's hitting that, those waves are damaging or have the potential to damage that rock even more and displace it. And that's what we saw in 2019. The lake set up in that elevation 1125 zone for months. And normally the lake would fluctuate up into that zone. We'd get space downstream, release the water, and the pool level would be further down on the embankment. With it that high up on the embankment that long, it displaced a lot of the rock on that upper part of the slope. And so that's what's being repaired now. We repaired the most damaged area with this phase one work, and then the next phase is going to be the majority of the remainder of it, depending on what the prices come in on rock placement and how much is allocated for that project budget-wise.
And you guys, I guess your budget would be federal, right?
Correct.
Okay. With the infrastructure bill that's just passed, do you guys, I don't know if that includes the Army Corps of Engineers or not. I know a lot of it's highways and such.
Yeah, we did submit projects and proposals for that. That got approved. I have not heard through our chains on if we got any of that additional funding or if we will. That's working its way, I think, out of Congress and through, has to go through the Army then to the Corps of Engineers. So I've not heard which projects are funded yet.
Okay.
Or if any are funded.
All right. We'll keep an eye on that here in the next few months and see what comes to fruition there. As far as camping and recreation, is that still taking place at this point?
The recreation season for this year is closed, so all of the shower buildings, at least in the Corps-managed parks, are closed, and they've been dewatered and winterized in preparation for the cold temperatures that are coming. We will open for the next rec season in April, and we did get all of the flood repairs done in both of our campgrounds. That would be Stockdale Park and Tuttle Creek Cove Park that are up on the main body of the lake. So both of those were open at the tail end of the summer. Stockdale was open a little longer than Tuttle Creek Cove. But all of those are open and available, and the reservation windows on the recreation.gov website are open, so reservations for the upcoming recreation season can be made. Outlet Park, that's day use for us. The shelters that are so popular in our Outlet Park, the reservation window hasn't opened up for those. We won't take reservations for those shelters until after the first of the year.
I've had a chance to go down to the tubes since that's all been finished up, and it's nice to see that people frequently using that, and it looks a lot nicer now out there too.
Yeah, it's received a lot of use. Especially during the day, there's rarely a time where there's not at least one or two cars down there with people fishing. And we watched the security cameras, and for the first 2 to 3 weeks after it opened, there was somebody at their tubes fishing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the first 2 or 3 weeks. It was occupied by at least one vehicle during all that period. So, yeah, it's a really popular area.
Yeah, very, very cool. Well, as far as, it's always good to talk water safety here. I know that maybe people aren't out on the lake as much as they are in the summertime, but people do still get out there and they like to go fishing and get on with boats. I understand the boats, all boat ramps are available, huh?
Yeah, all the boat ramps are available. Some of the ones that are lower, I know like the University Park ramp, the upper part of it is covered with water, but they have it marked real well, and you can actually hit the ramp by backing into the water. It's not too much water over the top of it, but all of the ones that are in the campgrounds, the state park adjacent to where the marina is, and then the two at Stockdale. One of those is actually that road is closed. Stockdale Park Road is closed by the county because there's a few inches of water over it with the raised lake elevation. So I know I've seen people were still driving through there because the water's shallow and they're doing that at their own risk. But there's a ramp there that's effectively landlocked unless you drive through the water to get to it. And then the one out on the point at the main campground is open, and Tuttle Creek Cove is open. Main boating access, there is a little bit of fishing access right now, but most of the boat access is at the upper end of the lake for waterfowl hunters. Most people that drown don't plan to get in the water. Most people that drown don't wear their PFDs. With the water temperatures continually dropping and hypothermia being an issue, waterfowl hunters are usually pretty well educated about wearing their life jackets and dressing appropriately, but that cold water immersion can really lead to some bad things in short order just because your body heat is lost so quickly in the water. So, like I said, most duck hunters are pretty good about preparing for that, but just caution everybody, if you're going out on the water this time of year, life jacket, it's best to go ahead and wear it, not try to put it on in the water, because that water will... First thing that happens is your hands and feet get cold, and you'll start losing dexterity once you go in the water, and it's a lot harder to zip up and or button or buckle a life jacket once you're in the water. Better just have it on before you go in the water.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this time of year, is there any kind of wildlife that you see out there more prominently here?
The reports on with the lake, raised lake elevations, we have excellent waterfowl habitat, and a lot of duck hunters are having a lot of success with ducks. I haven't heard a lot about geese yet. The biggest complaint is there's so much habitat up there that they're not able to target the locations where the waterfowl are, which is good for the ducks. So that's a part of fair chase. So a lot of good waterfowl numbers. I've been hearing people talking about the upland bird season and are actually seeing a few coveys of quail around the area. And of course, deer season will be coming up here very shortly. And there's people out scouting, and there's been bow hunting going on around the lake for deer. And we've been hearing reports of that and seeing some pictures on social media sites. And so, yeah, that part of the lake has been used a lot too. We've had a low lake level, so we've had a lot of vegetation, got a lot of good cover and some decent habitat, and I think people are seeing the wildlife and enjoying the consumptive use, the hunters and also the bird watchers that get out and just to view the wildlife.
Yeah, we're so lucky to have it right in our backyard. Tuttle Creek Lake is just a beautiful area, and we're so lucky that exists here just north of Manhattan. Anything else we haven't touched on you want to get across?
The weather's been so nice, we really haven't even seen a concentration of eagles yet. Once the temperatures start to drop, the eagles tend to start hanging out down around the dam and the outlet works. So I would expect that to happen here in December or January once we get some colder temperatures, and those eagles will start concentrating down below the dam again. And that's a great wildlife viewing opportunity as well.
All right. Well, good to note there. Brian, it's always a pleasure to talk to you and get an update on what's going on with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.